Yesterday, the former Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, weighed into the debate about whether Australia was invaded or settled, saying he preferred settled or maybe occupied, but certainly not the term invasion. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull had agreed in recent days that you could use the term invasion, or certainly if you're an Indigenous Australian there at the time, that's how you'd see it. This debate, of course, is not just about words. And in London, in the British Museum, there remains a particularly powerful symbol of first contact on the east coast between Europeans and Indigenous Australians 240 years ago, an item that some people want returned to Australia immediately. It's the carved wooden shield belonging to the Gwigal Aboriginal man known as Cooman. In late April 1770, after an exchange of spears and musket fire, Cooman dropped his shield and fled after being shot at twice by Captain Cook's landing party on the shores of Botany Bay. In the New South Wales Parliament today, the Greens MP David Shoebridge will move to secure parliamentary support for efforts by one of Cooman's relatives to get this shield back.
We're proposing a motion that throws the unambiguous support of the New South Wales Parliament and hopefully the New South Wales Government behind the repatriation of this shield and to give our unambiguous support for Rod Kelly's efforts to have the shield returned. Rod, of course, is six times removed, the great-grandson of Cooman, the warrior who was shot and had his steel basically pilfered by Cook.
New South Wales Greens MP David Shoebridge. And Rodney Kelly, he mentioned there, is the sixth-generation descendant of Cooman. In March this year, Cooman's shield returned briefly to Australia for an exhibition at the Australian Museum. Rodney Kelly read out a statement of claim to the museum seeking its return, but his plea has been rebuffed. So now he's planning to issue a writ against the British Museum and travel to the UK to continue this campaign. He joins us in our breakfast studios. Rodney, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thank you for having me on.
Tony Abbott and Malcolm Turnbull has told us what they think. Before we get to the shield, for you, what do you think of the arrival of Captain Cook? Was Australia invaded or settled?
I think it was invaded because Captain Cook wasn't allowed to come onto our land. Other tribes aren't allowed to come onto our land without asking for permission, and he didn't ask for permission. He got permission by gunfire.
Well, let's talk about that because that goes to the shield story. So the landing party arrived and they met some Indigenous owners there on the land at Botany Bay, including your grandfather six generations back. What do you know as a relative of Cooman? What do you know about that story, about that moment?
Them stories have been passed down about my family being there on that day in 1770. And, we were always told we were there that day and we defended this country against the landing of Cook and his party.
And you've studied, I think you've had a look at sort of diary entries and journals and have you learned any more about that?
Yeah, I've done a lot of studying with the journals and stuff and, I've just come to learn that, we didn't want them to land on our shore and we just wanted them to go away.
Does that make your relative the aggressor in this encounter?
No, he was just doing what was a part of our law, that you'd have to ask for permission to enter our land.
So as the story goes, this shield he dropped as he ran away. He was being fired at. He got hit in the leg, I think, as the story goes. Yep. He ran away. He dropped the shield. Tell us about this shield, can you? You've seen it. It was here earlier in the year. What does it look like? How big is it?
It's like about a metre long of a, like an oval shape. It's very, very old looking. It's still got white ochre on it from that day. It's very well made. It actually comes from the Southwest Rocks area. So it shows as well how our people used to trade long distances. So they used to go long distances and trade for weapons and shields. And so that shield was actually traded from our Southwest Rocks area tribe.
There's a hole in the shield.
Yeah, there's a hole in the shield. And it's definitely, we think, is a musket hole because we wouldn't use a shield with a hole in it.
That's argued, isn't it? That's contested. The British say it's a spear.
It's contested. Made by spears. They say it's a spear, but you know, I've looked at the hole and it doesn't resemble a spear hole.
Okay. So 3 months ago, when the shield was here, you made your statement of claim. You gave the British Museum 3 months to respond and return the shield. What is it you're claiming? What do you want to happen with this shield, Rodney?
I'd like the shield just to get returned to Australia and to the Gweagal people. And I'd like it to go into the museum. And I'd like it to be, you know, on display so a lot of Australians can go and see the shield and read, you know, hear about the story of 1770.
So you want the shield back on Australian soil, but you want it displayed for everybody to understand the history of
Australia. Yeah, I want everybody in Australia to be able to come to a museum and actually, you know, learn that story about 1770 and that that shield, you know, being here in Australia, it will be very significant, you know, for our people to have that back in and to be able to share that story of what happened on that first day.
How significant, how strongly do you and do your people feel about this?
Very strongly, you know. It's
why is it so important?
We feel that it's, you know, it takes us back to a time back before the British come here. So it connects us back, you know, a long time ago, and it's just significant. Like, we've lost a lot of history, you know, we've lost a lot of things, and for this shield, you know, to be connected to us, it's just very significant and makes us feel very, you know, proud, and we just want it to come back home to Australia.
It's 23 past eight. Rodney Kelly is our guest, the sixth generation descendant of the Gweagal warrior Cooman. His shield, the shield that Cooman carried when Captain Cook's landing party set ashore on Botany Bay, is held in the British Museum. You made that statement of claim to the museum 3 months ago. You gave them 3 months. What's been the response from the British Museum, Rodney?
The only response I've had was a letter that they sent me. It doesn't really say much. All it says is the British Museum does acknowledge that the shield represents a powerful symbol of early contact in Australia between the British and Aboriginal people of Botany Bay, in particular the Gweagal clan. And it goes on, but it just basically says they're willing to loan the shield back to Australia, just on a loan.
On a permanent loan?
No, not a permanent loan. They've had some interest in the shield being here for 2020, and that's the 250th anniversary of Cook's Landing. So I think, yeah, somebody might want to bring the shield to Australia for that reason.
So you're planning to start legal proceedings against the British Museum. You're going to head to the UK. You've had a crowdfunding campaign going on. You've raised some money. What is your plan? What are you going to do? What's your legal case?
Well, I have a meeting with the British Museum organised. They will meet with me, British Museum representatives. I've been getting legal advice, which I haven't got a reply back yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to just work out what's the next move legal-wise, because I think they do not have the right to own it. It was stolen, so There has to be something there that can help.
Rodney Kelly, good luck with the quest. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Rodney Kelly, he's the sixth generation descendant of the Gweagal warrior Cooman, whose shield is currently in the British Museum, has been for the last couple of hundred years. And Rodney plans to head to the UK in around October to try and seek its repatriation. And we'll follow Rodney on that quest here on Breakfast. And we'll put some photos of that shield, Cooman shield, up on our website.